At this time last year, KJZZ launched a series featuring locally owned bookstores. The series coincided with Independent Bookstore Day, which, like many events, has been postponed this year. KJZZ's Christina Estes revisits two stores to see how they are doing in this era of social distancing.
When I met Chawa Maganya last year, she was preparing to quit her full-time job to focus solely on running Palabra's bilingual bookstore in Phoenix.
The mission behind the bookstore is to promote cultural representation and diversity through literature, language, and the arts.
Beyond the bookshelves, the store provides a safe, encouraging space for community gatherings, workshops, and events like open mic nights for people of color.
Give me the Dene girl giggling in the alley, all in black. I was born with Nana's lips, but this voice is mine.
When y'all look at my people, what's your first impression? Thank you.
This weekend's open mic night will be conducted by video conferencing, a new venture for Maganya. She used it during a book club earlier this month.
And I hadn't been doing Zoom at all. I'd never even been on a Zoom meeting, so it's all very, very new to me.
Also new to Palabras, curbside pickup and online ordering.
Oh my gosh, it's impacted my sales in a lot of ways.
Online orders cost her more in fees than if someone buys a book face-to-face. To compete with bigger businesses, Palabras offers free shipping. Plus, every online order is entered into a weekly drawing for a prize.
It's nerve-wracking because you're not making as much and you're spending more money in order to make money. But I also do understand the privilege that I have that I'm still open. There's so many businesses that had to just completely close.
Permanently closing was a fear for Barbara Peters after the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001.
The airlines all grounded for some period of time. It wasn't possible to bring authors into the store. The tourist business died down, and it was a terrible cash flow problem.
Every year, the Poison Pen in Scottsdale hosts hundreds of events. Between January and mid-March, more than 60 authors visited Peter's store to talk with readers and sign books.
Good evening, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be once again launching a John Sanford book.
While virtual events can fill the void, Peter says they'll never replace in-person events.
You really miss the energy in the room. You really miss the customers the fans of these authors who are so happy to be with the authors. You can't replace that with a virtual event. And it's harder to do an interview because you lack that energy in the room.
After 30 years in business, the Poison Pen has developed a loyal customer base with strong online sales.
Our goal, which we've succeeded in doing, was to keep everyone on staff employed at the same salary levels with the same medical insurance, and then try to keep our customers happy.
She says they've actually seen an uptick in sales, but doesn't expect it will last. Publishers are delaying book launches, and Peter says at least three publishing warehouses have temporarily closed.
If the shipping system isn't working, or the warehouses for the publishers closed, or whatever, then we reach a point where we have to work out what it is we can do to stay open.
She's applied for two federal loans, including one that will be forgiven if most of the money is used to keep her 18 employees working.
It seems like just one really long day
sometimes. Back at Palabras Bilingual Bookstore in Phoenix.
If I don't sell books, then I don't succeed and I don't have a business anymore.
Chawa Maganya says her business is about more than sales.
And I don't think that people support my bookstore because, you know, I have all the latest and greatest authors coming in, or I have the most stylish store or perfect marketing or any of those things. I think that people support me because they know that I support them.
During this pandemic, she thinks more people are recognizing the importance of community and the value locally owned independent businesses bring to their cities. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.